horse.
And said he normally went to bed by about 10 o'clock, and he stayed up one night till 1 or 2 o'clock. By that time, he'd be feeling pretty
tired.
He'd want to go to
bed.
Okay, so he'd be feeling pretty. Feeling a little drowsy or sleepy.
Sleepy, not drowsy. Drowsy's on the signs of speed, legal speed packages.
You say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'm gonna
wake up.
And you say he's still sleeping, you better go in there and
wake him up.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
deaf.
And if a man has been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you say, look how much I
sweat.
Huh?
How much I've sweat.
Okay, or how much I surpassed it. How much I
sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
boil or a pimple.
What do you call the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And a blister, the stuff that
water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. You get sort of a skinless growth over.
Scar.
What is before a scar?
A scab.
Do you ever hear of some kind of flesh? Plow flesh or plow flesh?
No.
And if you have a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings.
The curcum?
Or what else? What about
iodine? Iodine.
Do you ever use that?
No.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take? They take it from malaria.
I don't know.
What's a, is the stuff in, you know, tonic, like gin and tonic?
Yeah.
Is the stuff in there?
Quinine water.
Okay. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying die?
Expired.
How does that sound?
That's pretty clinical, though. Yeah. Died is just, there's not too many other expressions for that.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Kicked.
Hmm?
Just kicked.
Okay. And you said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And in the cemetery, you know, the things built above, well, like here, these cemeteries. What do you call those things that they put the body in?
The grave.
Okay.
Even the things that are above ground are still a grave.
Are there any special terms for the ones above ground, if you wanted to make a distinction? And what they lay the body out in is the
a casket.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No.
And when someone, the place where you take the dead body to?
Mortuary or funeral home.
What's the difference?
None that I know of.
What do you call the person in charge of that?
Mortician.
And when, you say after he died, everybody went to the
funeral. A wake. Wake would be first.
Do they have all night
work? They have them pretty long and labored. I don't know if it's all night. I've never been to one.
What do they, carry the body to the funeral?
A hearse.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
What if they just lose control of themselves? You say that they're
hysterical.
Do you ever say carrying on or taking on?
Carrying on.
What
but
would
that,
mean?
Carrying on is more like it's not really crying,